That's my cereal. That's the only cereal out of 500 I eat.
This is my favorite cereal.
Yeah, fuck you. It's my favorite cereal.
Fuck you.
What is it called?
Doesn't say Brody's cereal.
It pretty much does. Scotty will tell you.
He does. Oh, it's not open.
Oh, I'm eating carbs again. Let me have some.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
You all suck.
I want to know what's so great about
it. Let's go roll.
It's on the bottom, you toast.
Oh, shake it. Scotty, shake.
Scotty, tell her it's my cereal.
That's Brody's cereal.
Scotty, it doesn't fucking say Brody on it.
He does stuff for me, so I get him what he wants.
That's right.
Am I not on the podcast all the time?
Do you do stuff for him? I have to do stuff I'm not proud of.
Am I not on the podcast?
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
No,
stop, put it down.
By the way, we're rolling on.
Instacart today.
So we just played the intro. Everything you heard before that is staying in the podcast.
Well, people already heard it.
Yeah. No,
right.
But we're not cutting it out. Normally we'd cut that out.
Okay,
but
can I explain what's
there.
Going on here? Scotty B from our show, who is one of the hosts of the Serial Killers podcast.
Yeah.
All right. He and Andrew started it, but Scotty's been buying cereal for that room next door forever.
Yeah.
He's got 150, 200 boxes of cereal next door. There's shelving units put in for all the cereal boxes. Of those cereals, hi, I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran, The Morning Show. There's only, and the Brooklyn Boys podcast, Walkers and Talkers. The only cereal I eat, Scotty buys me special. He hides it under the desk, Special K Chocolatey Delight. Scary enough already. Put the box down.
So good.
So he comes in this morning and goes, Brody, you know, we're on vacation last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever. I got you a cereal. I'm like, good, Scotty, because now Scotty wants me to write him some song parodies. I'm like, great. He pays me in Chocolatey Delight. Danielle goes in, opens the box up, and she's eating it like it's hers.
Yeah, because, so here's the deal.
There's no deal.
It doesn't say your name on it.
But I told you now.
Hold on, I'm ordering it on Instacart. It doesn't say your name
on
it.
What are you doing? What? Stop.
And
I'm not going to look. Go ahead.
I also am on the podcast all the time.
Occasionally.
Occasionally?
Yeah.
She's a regular.
Now, hold on a second.
That doesn't give you my cereal.
I'm coming in here as someone who's impartial.
You're never impartial.
I noticed Danielle opened the box of cereal, and at first I said, there's 150 cereals in there, and she really has to go after Brody's favorite cereal?
Yep.
This is my favorite cereal.
However, I just took some.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Danielle! I see what you see in
this. This is my favorite cereal.
What do you mean you
cereal?
See what she sees in it?
It's
my cereal.
It's so good.
Is my favorite cereal.
Okay, everybody has that coworker at work who eats their food. That's Danielle.
In the history of the Serial Killers podcast, of all the cereals that I've tasted back there. This is my favorite now,
okay,
too.
Is that not the one I've mentioned on the Brooklyn Boys podcast?
That's how they
made one with strawberry, and when they added the strawberry, they took out half the chocolate.
This is the one.
Hold on.
They also have a banana one.
In the defense of Scary, we could give him any cereal right now because he just introduced himself back into carbs.
Right.
Okay, so we could have gave him the worst cereal. I think you would have been like,
Scotty's on the other side of the glass jumping up and down. He knows it's my cereal.
No, but this is my favorite cereal.
Well,
I have
buy a
home.
Box. Scotty
well,
bought
I
that
am.
Box of me.
Okay.
You need to buy Brody a box.
And you're eating, you're eating twice as much to be spiteful.
When I walked out of the room, nobody told me it was your cereal. I just went
They
in
probably didn't think in a million
box.
Years you would have grabbed it.
Danielle, buy Brody a box.
I'm not buying you a box.
I gotta say, it's really good.
Oh, gotta say. Yeah, you're damn right it is. Okay, can we move on? Because I'm getting agitated. I want to play something off my phone.
It's $3.84.
Well, then pay me.
Bullshit.
Here, I want to play this off my phone, and I'll explain why.
Wow, is it working?
Yep.
Oh, it's working.
It's working.
All right. Hey, welcome to another 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Around the table, we've got Gandhi.
Okay, that is yesterday's podcast. We had a technical glitch yesterday when the podcast got loaded. And it was loaded with no sound. Now, yesterday's podcast is the name of the podcast is So Very Not Safe for Work. And Elvis said it's the dirtiest podcast we've ever done. It isn't, but it's up there. And so it went up with no audio. So people were tweeting, it's the cleanest podcast of all time. There's no audio. So I fixed it about, I don't know, 12:30, Garrett, would you say?
Yeah.
Around 12:30 yesterday. But people were texting in all day today, hey, there's no audio in the podcast. So if you still have that problem, just reboot the app, and it should be fine. You're caching the old
this
one.
This is delicious cereal.
All I hear
Damn
is crunching, and hello.
She's eating my cereal, Gandhi.
He's so mad.
Why?
Because Scotty bought him this box of cereal.
Yeah, because I write all the jingles for the Serial Killer podcast.
But okay. So he's pissed off that I'm eating it, and I said,
oh.
I'm on the podcast a lot, so I think I'm allowed to have the cereal.
No, you're allowed
know.
To have the four you do per episode.
I didn't know your name was on the box
Is
of
that
cereal.
The last bottle or last box of Chocolatey Delight Special K ever?
No.
Is there more?
No, it is the last one that Scotty bought for me to eat today,
Scotty,
and she's wolfing it down.
You weren't even touching it.
Got it.
He brought it in today for me. Scott, I was eating Elvis's Rayo's lasagna all that.
So Danielle, since he gets paid in cereal, Brody, yeah. you're taking money out of his paycheck.
That's right.
Essentially.
Scotty pays me in skim milk. And Chocolatey Delight.
Honestly.
What are we talking about?
This stupid cereal.
Yeah. Dude, it's addictive.
Hey, wait a minute. By the way, did you finish this strawberry chocolatey one? Because
no.
That one's gone.
No.
That one was delicious.
It was delicious. There's not enough chocolate.
When I took this box, I went in there just to take a box.
Yeah.
I did not know it was Brody's.
But now you do.
Then I came in and opened the box, and then I, Brody's my cereal!
Well, I mean, you also didn't open it properly.
Yes, I did.
Yep.
Go ahead. Look at it.
I watched you. Trust me.
I know. Scotty is such
a
watcher.
That is so creepy.
He's like, I do a lot of things for Scotty. And then I said, well, I'm on the podcast a lot, and I don't ask for anything ever. I think maybe I am entitled just a little bit of cereal.
No, she's entitled of a classic cereal, new cereal, whatever's on the podcast, what you're entitled to.
Well, the good thing is that she didn't shake it properly, so you get all the extra chocolate that is now congregating on the bottom.
Now, have you done a review of this cereal yet on the cereal?
Oh, yeah, months ago.
Right. Where were you? Thank you.
This is my favorite cereal.
Danielle, come late.
Really?
Danielle, you own two boxes.
A room of terrible sharers.
It's my favorite
cereal. It's just
cereal.
Give her a little bowl of the cereal. Who cares?
Then they said,
it's
look
at all the hand jamming going on.
$3.84.
Oh, God, that's
you
way
don't
you
pay.
You know Scotty didn't pay that.
You don't
then
pay
we have the carbaholic over there, Scary Jones.
Scary, you don't even eat cereal.
Scary just fingered all the cereal.
This stuff is so good, though. This is like
you are like you're an addict. You just got back into carbs.
All I want is taste is one chocolate chunk.
Except we've had four fistfuls.
Pour it on the counter. Don't put your fingers in
there. Crave chocolate?
No. I like that cereal.
No!
I just took one.
Eat the flake. That's not chocolate. There's chocolate chunks in there.
Don't tell them.
There are chocolatey delight rectangles in here.
How come you're not yelling at Scary about eating your cereal?
First of all, I
you
did yell.
You hate girls.
I did. Well, there's something to be said
oh
for that.
Oh my God.
Garrett, if
Danielle,
people...
I yelled at Scary before you sauntered in.
Oh, wow. Look at that flake!
I'm looking right at you.
Holy. If people have problems with chewing... Like, you better put that on the podcast.
No, you know what? No,
here's what I'll say about...
You're the one that's chewing, Danielle, so you're the one to blame.
Scotty, back me up here. I used to keep a box of this cereal in my car for
Where's
road trips.
Chocolate?
You eat it like a snack.
What the shit?
It cuts your mouth apart and hurts your jaw.
Oh, it that's shreds true. Your soft
shreds
palate?
You up. You got to have it with milk.
And let me tell you something. I don't think that there's enough actual chocolate in here for it to be called chocolate. That's why it's called chocolatey. Yeah.
Right. It's not real chocolate.
No, it's real. There's just not enough cocoa.
You know the chocolate.
Can I have some, please?
Wait, do you know what you could do with this, Brody?
You know what you could do with it?
No.
Your fucking hands off my cereal.
You should take pieces of like chocolate that you would bake with or
Wait a minute.
Pieces of chocolate.
Wait a minute.
Chocolate kisses
Wait
and put it in
Wait one
here.
Minute.
Or what about the Twix?
That cereal is chocolatey delight. You gave up chocolate for Lent.
Oh!
Oh! You're going to hell.
Yes.
You're going to
May
hell.
Jesus
She's already
you
there.
For eating my cereal. Get that audio.
I totally forgot.
Holy crap. I forgot too.
She went against Jesus and stole my cereal.
But it is that good. She's willing to go against Jesus.
Hey, I'm Jewish. Give me my cereal.
Now I need to take it out of my Instacart. Hold on. Your orders.
You can still order it.
Why am I going to order it?
Order me the box to replace the one you just ate.
Now, how do you
and made God angry.
How do you reverse the curse?
You can't. You just
how do you reverse
forgot.
The curse?
Yeah,
you just say like seven Hail Marys?
Nothing.
And three acts of contrition?
No, you
How about seven
I'm
sorry Brody's?
No, it's an honest mistake.
Yeah, so if you break your, whatever you gave up for Lent, if you break it, nothing.
But,
you
I wish I had mentioned this four or five handfuls before.
But you know what's funny? It's like, Scotty's right. There's not a lot of chocolate.
But that's what you get for paying $3.84 a box.
No, that's what you get for stealing it.
How do I take this off? Oh, that's the first time I've made a mistake since Lent
it's okay.
Began.
Okay, the Jew is here for you to point
thank
it out.
Thank you. Damn it. Thank you for... Well, you know what? I can thank you for saying that.
I didn't even know it was still going on. How long is Lent?
Oh, my God. 40 days.
Is that why they're still advertising fish all over TV?
I saved you.
Is that why?
You know, we talked about that on this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't listen.
The Filet-O-Fish commercials are everywhere.
Oh, so I was in some new theme restaurant opened up near us. My friend and I went for dinner on Friday night. Last Friday. He and I are both Jewish. So the waitress comes over and says, oh, look at the specials. We've got filet of sole and some kind of crab thing. And all. She goes on the list of like, we have broiled scallops, whatever. I go, we're Jewish. We'll take the brisket. We're fine. They have brisket nachos. So good.
Wow. Well, that's like I went out to dinner with a couple of friends who are Catholic. And some Catholics, they just don't even
some of them eat chocolate during
Lent. Right. So, damn it. I'm so mad at myself right now.
Not
so
as mad as I am.
I went out with, and they were like eating. And I'm like over there. Well, I can, and I And I feel guilty.
Sounds good.
I feel guilty reminding them because I didn't know if they were going to be mad because they wanted that meat.
Right. Well, you don't have to worry about being the noble one now.
So I'm just, no, it honestly was an honest mistake.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, do I say anything?
What do you say?
Do I say, so I did. I said, and then they said, oh, we don't care.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I was like, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Andrew's upset with you too, Danielle.
Andrew, I accidentally ate chocolate.
Jesus forgives you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
That's why we love Andrew.
I accidentally ate chocolate 9 times.
Oh my gosh. That was not good.
He still forgives you.
There's really not a lot of... But Scotty was pointing it out. I wish there was more chocolate than that. But you know what would be good, honestly? If you take a Hershey's Kiss and shave it with a knife and put the pieces of it in the box.
Why would you do such a thing?
Because it adds more chocolate.
Why don't you just pour the cereal into a bowl of Hershey's Kisses?
You know, that might be why I enjoyed it so much today. Yeah.
Because you really loving it.
I love the visual of Daniel possibly going to church today and a bunch of people in there asking for forgiveness and something horrible that they did in their life or trying to right their wrongs.
It's like when
Danielle goes, I ate cereal today with chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when Danielle was saving herself for marriage, and I'm like, you know you're having sex with Sheldon right now. Oh, shit!
You know you don't have to give something up for less.
Easy to say now.
No, you don't. You can do something good.
No, but you did give it up for Lent.
Don't feel so bad, Danielle. There's very little chocolate in here. They're chocolatey pieces. It's mostly oil. So you're good.
You won't go to hell. You'll just be in limbo.
It's still not good. I still like chocolate. Not
Danielle, much. You want to right your wrong? Buy Brody his cereal.
No, I'm not. Sorry.
I'd like 7 Hail
Brodies. I like your style, Danielle.
It's expensive cereal. How much do you pay for it?
49 cents I got this box for.
Can you buy me an extra and give it to Brody?
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's Scotty making up for what you did.
49. I'll give him the 49.
You're a double sinner.
I will give him the 49 cents.
No, you have to pay me full price.
No, see, that's right.
Yes. I'm the one that gets the deals. If you want it, you pay me what it is.
That's right.
That's how I make my money.
That's right. You pay him for delivery charge.
So not nice.
Hey, you were about to pay it. Wait, how much are you going to pay Instacart to deliver that to you? You lazy.
Nope. Oh, wow. Instacart is the best invention ever.
Because you're lazy.
No, it's because I don't have time.
No, you're lazy. You could stop at ShopRite on the way home and pick up some things.
I would rather take a nap. Thank you very much.
I'm with you.
All right, then I'm going to go.
Very rude.
Bye. Now get out of the way.
Get out of here. Rude.
Rude.
Lazy.
Bye, Scotty. Scotty was stank eyeing me earlier too.
Why? What'd you do?
Because I did something bad.
What'd you do?
I accidentally put something on the air that shouldn't be on the air, and then I shut the station off the air. Mm-hmm. You were in there with me when I did it.
Oh, you turned the radio station off?
Yes, I did.
Wait, so we were in the other room recording commercials, and we couldn't hear the commercial. So Gandhi and I are pushing buttons, and then all of a sudden Josh runs in, and he's like, "We're on. That's on the air." And we're like. Oh, sorry.
Was your microphones on the air?
No, thank God.
No, the mics weren't on. It was just when we were editing something, so like just a quick couple seconds went out. But this is what I was like, wait a second. I was told that those studios were never live, that we were good. And someone goes, no, 9:51, this thing goes live. I was like, hey, you learn something every day.
Were you in
Z1? Hey.
Well, were in the other studio.
Oh, no, that can go live because if people are working in there, they're logged into the same login.
Yeah,
we didn't know.
Yeah, but once they press the button at 9:51, then the studio you were in,
turns on.
You learned the hard way.
I learned, and I want everyone to know it was not Danielle. It was me. I pushed the button. Scotty's like, I thought you were a genius at these boards. What the hell? And I was like, dude, I didn't know it was live board.
I was just worried that our conversation went over there, but it didn't. So we're good.
Talk shit about everybody.
That's no surprise.
They didn't have to kick each other.
No,
we didn't. I have to get a little extension, too, because she's farther away now.
We have 2 minutes left.
Oh, good.
What, are you telling Gandhi to stretch or
stretch.
Don't
I'm
tell
the
story?
Vamp.
What are you doing? You're just standing there with your arms folded.
He's got nothing to eat now.
Does your stomach hurt because you ate carbs today for the first time in a while?
You're going to take a nap, though, I can tell.
No. No, I'm good. I think I'm okay. You know what? But I really overdid it in my reentry to carbs.
Yeah,
so I think I'm gonna sit out the next few days just to make up for it.
Okay. But was it worth it?
Yeah.
That lasagna.
Yeah.
That
Elvis. Elvis is the master chef. I don't know how he makes such great food.
Yeah, that lasagna was good.
Ooh, my God.
But it was the same amazing. Thing. The rest of the day, I feel like now I gotta.
Well, you just start getting tired. It's like I'll never go out on a big Saturday night. And go to like a huge steak dinner because you just want to go to sleep.
Never. I say that all the time, and my friends get irritated, like, why aren't you eating? I'm like, listen, if I slam this dinner, I'm going home and going to sleep. Mm-hmm. If you want me to stay out and party with you, I have to have like an appetizer and then the whiskey.
Go out for like seafood or something lighter.
That's just appetizer.
Just an appetizer.
Just an appetizer.
That's it.
Do you guys do what we do? Gandhi and I were saying before. I will go home in the afternoon.
Take a shit?
Before I eat. No. Oh. Yeah, that's what Gandhi and I were talking about. Taking a shit.
That's the first thing that I thought of.
Before I even take my coat off.
Make this one no sound as well.
Before I even take my coat off, I open the fridge and get a snack. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that the only thing that popped into your head that they could have been talking
of
about?
Of all the things in the world for Danielle to do when she got home.
In the afternoon, we just got home.
So you get home from work, Scary, you make a beeline right for the bathroom.
She's teeing it up. Like, do you guys, do we do what you guys do?
But do you really think that Danielle would say, hey, do you guys go home and take a dump like I do? You really think that's what
like, I'm more likely to go to the fridge than go straight to the toilet.
I just wondered, do you guys scratch your balls like I do? She's not going to say that.
But yes, I do like to eat as soon as I get home.
And then shit.
Yes.
And then shit. Okay. I'm sorry I ate chocolate. Oh my gosh.
You're going to hell.
I don't forgive you, even if Jesus does.
He doesn't. 15-minute morning show.